everybody. Welcome to the Yambar Podcast. Brian Barcelo, host of today's episode. Today's guest, Greg Guba. How you doing, man?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for having me on, man. How about you? How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. And you know what? Before I forget, Nathan Smith said he hasn't seen you in a long, long time, and he says hello.
Yeah, all right. Great. Thanks. Yeah, well, I've been out here now. It's 6.5 years. Although I've been back a couple times, I try to go back once in a while, but, I've been here, and I'm in Arizona right now. I've been here again. It was 6 years in middle of November.
Wow. If you don't mind me asking, what caused the move? I know before, back in the days, people used to move for consumption.
Yeah. Well, I have a relative that's been ill, and she was never married, no kids. And I was the oldest. I was going back and forth for a little while, and I couldn't do that anymore. So I'm out here full time. She's in assisted living. She's 89 years old. She's got some issues. So I've been, managing all of her stuff, her finances, her medical stuff, her bills. It was pretty messed up before I got here. So anyway.
That's what I've got things under control now.
I got a chance to live in Arizona. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty good and stuff. I mean, ask you and stuff. I know the weather's a lot different out there than it was here and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Today it's been kind of cool and rainy, to be honest with you, for here. But today it's probably close to 80 and sunny. I don't know whether you can see out the window there.
Oh, that looks bad at all.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Here, they haven't made up their mind yet. One day we got snow, a few days ago. About 5 inches of snow, and today is bright and sunny, and so it goes back and forth. Temperatures fluctuating and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
My sister lives in Wineskill, and I was talking to her a couple of days ago, and that storm you were talking about had a lot of ice, and she got almost 10 inches of snow, and a lot of people around her were out of power. So.
Oh wow! Yeah, anyway. That's right. I heard about that. Fortunately, for where we're at, we didn't go through that. Unfortunately. Yep. And just out, Greg, I met you. It's been a long time since I've seen you. Then I met you at, if I'm not mistaken, was it Paulie's or Hudson River? I can't recall.
Yeah, the open mic that Keith Spencer used to be involved with.
At
and John
Paulie's.
Mancini.
Yeah. Right, at Paulie's. Yeah, I couldn't recall if it was Hudson River Coffee House or not, but it was Paulie's.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure, although we might have run into each other there too, because I used to go to Paulie's a lot, but the other place, not as much, but I did go there pretty regular.
Right. So. Yeah, the Paulie's venue seemed like it was, better suited for a musician such as yourself.
Yeah.
And Hudson River, it was a mashup of things there. Not so much musicians, but but Paulie's, a lot of serious musicians there. Speaking of which, which music do you do primarily?
I do kind of a little of everything depending on venue. I consider myself, I guess, maybe a blues or classic rock, but I do originals. I got a bunch of originals out there. Country, I'm in the Southwest now. Country's real big, or new country, whatever you want to call it. And, Americana, kind of a little of everything. Some old R&B and Motown, again, kind of dependent on where I am and what I'm doing. I don't know whether you remember or not, I play what's called, at least half of the time, what's called a resonator guitar.
Yes.
Which is like one with a pie plate in it. So that's kind of more conducive to bluegrass, country, and blues. And, that's kind of what I gravitate towards.
Right. And I'm not too familiar with those. I'm not going to try to pretend I am. But when you use that resonator guitar, do you use that that bar on it? I've seen you use the
slide.
The slide.
Yeah, the slide. Yep.
Now, what is that actually for? For people who aren't familiar, what's the slide do?
Well, it's actually here. Let me, while we're talking, let me just grab one and I'll give you a little demo.
Wow, that looked like one behind you, or that white one you had.
Most of those up there are just for the decoration. But,
understood.
Way back, actually, I just did a heritage and folk festival in Glendale, which is maybe 20 minutes from here.
Uh-huh.
And I did a workshop about these kind of guitars and some of the history. They were originally, so here's the, this is why it's called the resonator, because of this little pie plate thing here. So, And it was originally invented back in the early 1900s. Let's switch my stuff up here. The early 1900s, and it was before the electric guitar was around, and it was so it projected because big bands were starting to come in. Guitar was quiet, and this was to make it louder. But then electrics came in, so it kind of like has a banjo kind of tinny sound. And I have it in what's called an open tuning, which means when I strum it, I know you're getting into a little bit of guitar now. So this is right. This is a G chord when I strum it like that, instead of, you know, fretting it at all. And then so here's a slide. I've got a bunch of these. This is a custom one. I buy them from this guy in England.
And what's glass. That made of?
This is glass. It's a hand blown glass.
All right.
And so then when you when I put it across the frets. So that's a chord right there. So this is G, A, A sharp, B, C, and so on.
Wow.
So that's it.
That gives it a cool sound. It just suppose you don't have one of those. I'm sorry, what you call that, the tool you use on your finger?
A slide. Yeah, some people originally they were called bottlenecks.
Uh-huh.
Because again, the people used to break bottles and then they would sand them down and then put it on their finger.
You know, that's what I was going to ask you. What could I use for a reasonable facsimile if I didn't have one of those?
Well, you know, you can use some people actually use what do you call them? From you know, when from a tool set that you put on a ratchet. They're really thick, but you know, you could use one of those if you get one to fit on your finger.
Right. I see what you're saying.
So yeah. Those are metal. You know, some of these are metal. Some of them are glass, ceramic. They're all different kinds of stuff. So
yeah, I'm going to experiment with that. So it looks interesting. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, it's not bad. And, you know, it's easy. I don't know. I don't want to say easier to play because of it's already tuned in a chord. But anybody does try it, just a tip is play. Put the slide right on top of the fret. So right on top of the metal right there. So not back because it kind of sounds a little sour.
So you actually go right on the fret wire.
Yeah, right on it. Yep. Because, I mean, if you think about it, that's really, you know, like some people call this zero fret. And then there's, you know, the tension starts there and then goes up. So that each one of these frets is where you want the tension to either start or stop.
Got it. I see. That's exactly what you're saying. Now, Greg, before we started, actually started recording, you're telling me that you had performances, I believe you said. You had some things that you're doing before and maybe after this interview. Care to speak about
it? Yeah, I got last night I got contacted late that there was a cancellation at this place I've been trying to get into. It's a golf resort. There's a lot of resorts out here. Mm-hmm. And I have a gig already scheduled out there for May 5th, which I've been going back and forth on. But they contacted me last night and said around 5 o'clock or 5:30 and said, you know, we got a cancellation. Are you interested in playing? And I didn't want to say no because I've been trying to get my foot in the door.
Right.
So yeah, I said yes. But what happened yesterday, I've been also doing what's called there's a lot of assisted living facilities out here because of. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of seniors.
Right.
And this place that it's not really volunteer. I do get paid for it, but I play an hour and then go to the smaller assisted living facilities. Right. So there are 15 residents or less. So I had five of them this week that I did. And then I dropped my guitar off to get, to get it adjusted. And because I got another gig next Friday. And I haven't had a lot of time in between. So I dropped it off with a guy that does my work on my instruments for me. So I've been scrambling this morning. Like, you know, I just changed strings on one of my other guitars. I got to check it out to see whether that one works, you know, and that type of thing. So I've been kind of running around a little bit, trying to adjust my equipment to make sure that I sound well, because I'm not going to have my main guitar with me. So anyway,
Right. Do you find that throws you off some? Not to have much experience playing, but the one time I went to go do a live performance my first time, I didn't use the guitar that I practice with all the time, and I felt a little off. Do you think it's going to affect you much any?
I don't think so. The guitar that I've taken with me is the one that I practice on all the time.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So, you know, I don't usually practice on my, you know, my regular playing guitars, for lack of a better way to put it. So I don't think it's going to be too much. What I'm worried about is the sound, because I haven't, you know, put it through an amplification in a long time. You said I just changed the battery in the strings. Once we get done, I'll check it out on the PA and see how it sounds. So, and I've also got a 12 string that I've never
Oh, man.
used to play out with. And so I'm going to use that for a set. I'll use the resonator for a set. So those two sets are set are okay. But then the last one, you know, with this last guitar, I'll see. You know, like I said, once we get done, I'm going to check that out. And if it's good, it's good. If
Right.
not, oh well. I might end up going back up to the music store and renting something for, you know, the night.
Understood. And
So,
Greg, before I forget, you mentioned that 12-string guitar. That thing seems amazing. Is it much different from playing the 6-string guitar, or is it just doubling everything? You know, you got your 6 strings and then, you know.
Well, the each one of the second set of strings on it are an octave above the reg the you know your usual. It's a little harder to fret because you have to press down a little bit harder. So, you know, from that, but the sound is, you know, worth it.
Exactly.
You know, it's got a lot of but you know, another thing too is this is what another thing that I went through this morning was my set list to see which song sounded better on that. You know, that I'll start with for that. So you know, like certain songs were recorded on 12 string, like the Wanted Dead or Alive, the Bon Jovi song.
Oh, no way, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was on a 12 string. So that's on my set list. So certain songs, you know, kind of lend themselves a little bit better to that. Again, I haven't played it. I've never played it out. I've always used it as kind of an extra guitar.
I see.
And I got the guitar itself for free,
No
although
way.
it was in pretty bad shape. So I ended up spending a little bit of money to get it fixed up. It doesn't look great, but it sounds good. It's a Guild, which make really good 12 strings.
Did it take you long to get good at it, playing 12-string?
Not really. It just takes a little getting used to, you know, extra
Really?
practice, I guess, if you want to call it that. It's hard to do some bar chords. I don't know whether those are
Yeah,
kind
I
of
can do bar
top end
chords now, yeah.
some people. So, you know, your strength, because you're kind of pressing down twice as many strings, are you know, is a little bit. It takes a little getting used to.
Right. Yeah, I didn't
So,
want to
and
spend all that
the
time on
neck
that,
is
but
wider. It's about maybe
all
a quarter
right.
wider. And I don't know whether you've ever, you know, looked inside or taken off you know, or had any adjustments done. They have two truss rods in them instead of just one
Oh, I
to
didn't know
keep,
that.
yeah, to
Yeah, I
keep
know
the
they have
neck
a
straight.
single truss rod. I didn't know there's two in those and stuff.
Yeah, and the 12 strings, there's two because of the width of the neck and the tension.
So you gotta have some mitts on you then. Use that
You know, I
12
don't know.
string.
My hands are pretty normal, I think. They're
All
small,
right. It's like
but
still
you
manage.
know, it's just, I don't know. You know, I figured it out, I guess.
That's
So
what's
yeah, how
up.
do you like doing some guitar stuff now? I know
Oh,
you.
fascinated by it. I love it. You know what? It's super frustrating. It reminds me of the Peace Corps. Are they talking about the toughest job you ever loved? It's so frustrating, but I love it. I really do. I look forward to practicing.
Well, you know, you get to a point, I think, where you go through that frustration, and then you almost get to a aha moment, you know, and you go, oh man, all right, you know, now I get it. I mean, not 100%, because you always, you know, can practice and get better, but you know, it's man, you know, it's just, you know, it's just it it you got to be dedicated to it,
It's
you
true. You
know.
know, I'm like, where have you been all my life? And I wish I had to take this up sooner. Hey, check this out. Where can people find your work? Where can they find you? Get in contact with you, talk to you, booking.
Well, I mean, I'm on most of the social media. If you just search my name, Greg Guba or some of them are Guba Gregory, and it's G-U-B-A, you know, G-R-E-G-U-B-A. So I'm on, you know, Twitter/X, Instagram, Facebook. I've got music on YouTube. I've got a YouTube channel. I've got, you can go on iTunes or Amazon Music and get my original stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm on like three or four different compilations of this record label. It's called Bongo Boy. They're out of New Jersey. And what they do is they put out a number of different genre compilations. I'm on a blues one and two of the Americana ones. Mm-hmm. And so they solicit people for songs, originals. And if you send them an original and they like it, they'll include it in the compilation. So oh, it's wow. like 10 or 12 people. And the first one that I was on, although they don't do this now, but the first one, which was a blues one, they had a little contest when it was released. Mm-hmm. They do all the promotion. They do all the pressing, you know, all of that. And so they had a little competition, and I ended up being the song, which is called Not That Blue, is what ended up being voted the best song on that CD.
Oh, nice. On the compilation. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. That was a few years ago. When I was living in Boston, mm-hmm. I was pretty friendly with some of the DJs that were on the Salem State radio station. And another DJ who was from Tufts, which is another school out there, mm-hmm. told me about them and said, hey, you might want to check us out. And I did. And that's kind of how it happened.
Right down. So, yeah, that's cool. Good to know, cool. folks.
Yeah, yep.
It's good to know people. Hey, Jesse, you got any music on places like sites like Taxi? You know, they sell the movies and stuff like that. Done anything like that?
No, just the usual music ones. You know, like iTunes, Amazon.
Right.
You know, and then CD Baby, which is who I put my. I have a CD which I had. Well, it was like an EP and then a digital CD. That's through them. It's called CD Baby. Right. So and that's for sale. You know, they're for sale through them.
Understood. And I'll put some links in the description, you know, when we do
okay.
the video.
Yeah, upload. Great.
All right.
Great.
I got I know we're getting down to it. I know you're a very busy man. I really appreciate your time. Thank you. We're gonna try to go through
worries.
real quick and stuff, right? Ask some questions and stuff, right? One thing I was really interested in, I noticed it said that you studied industrial organizational psychology at RPI, Rensselaer Polytech. What is that, man?
Well, it's like human resources stuff.
Uh-huh.
And
it sounds fancy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But you know, I didn't when I was going to college, I didn't want an MBA. Uh-huh. I wanted something else. So I ended up you know, getting into that field. I got an MS, Master of Science in that from RPI. And uh-huh. I never thought I was gonna get into RPI, to be honest with you. I just because I live close to there.
Right.
And, I applied and I ended up getting in. So,
wow.
You know,
congrats on that too. That's like a very prestigious school.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Yep.
Now, another thing on here, I noticed it said that if I got this right, I think it says what is a musician or humorist? If I got
humorist.
That right.
Well, you know, I like to tell stories when I play. You know, and kind of I don't know whether make fun of things, but try to get you to laugh. You know,
understood.
A lot of blues music, you know, I don't know how much you're into that genre, but a lot of it is tongue in cheek. You know, it's about maybe a negative condition in the human spirit, but a lot of it is, you know, kind of poking fun at life. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've got the blues, but you can laugh at it.
Understood.
You know, so,
understood.
So,
do you have a humorous story for us? That you can share? I mean, to put you on the spot.
I don't know. When I worked, you know, when I was working in human resources, I was working for the state, actually. I'm not going to tell you what agency it was with, but
okay.
We got a complaint about one of the employees, and he was hanging around at a bar in Albany on off of Central Avenue. And, you know, he was kind of bragging. He goes, I work for the state and I'm here every afternoon, you know, not doing his work. He worked for, his job was where he went out and did inspections and then reports on spots. And So we investigated it. We found out that one of the reasons why he was turned in, it was the bartender that turned him in. He didn't tip.
Oh.
But anyway, so, you know, we kind of shadowed him for a while. We figured out some things, and then we brought him in and figured out he'd been doing it probably 2 or 3 days a week for probably 6 or 8 months.
Wow.
And so we figured out that we were going to ask him for some money back, salary. And so we brought him in and we told him about it. And he was like, yeah, I understand. But he said, I got one thing to ask. And we're like, what's that? And he said, well, the reason why I do it, I'm in a dart league and we're in the finals next week. So can I do it another week or two? Anyway, your tax dollars work, man.
Incredible. And check this out. We're getting down to it, Greg. Do you have any, let's say, parting words, words of wisdom, anything you like to leave people with?
Well, sure. I guess if you do enjoy music, I don't want to say don't worry about how good you are, but you know, just keep at it. It's a great outlet. And I think that it can bring you to any place you want to go. You know, if you're down, it can bring you up. If you're up, not that people like to go down, but you know, sometimes you do. You know, that's just how it is. So it can bring you wherever you want to go, and then it can bring you to places you've never been. Mm-hmm. So, I think music is one of the kind of all-time healers, if that's the way to put it. You know, it brings a lot of joy. It can bring sadness. It can bring a lot of stuff. And also, it's also, you know, one of the things I like about it, about being a musician, is it's not, you know, there's no gender, age, race. You know, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. It's cross all of those. And you can learn something from just about anybody, no matter how young or old if they don't, not experienced. I've picked up stuff from people that haven't been playing guitar for long, like 6 months. I learn a little trick. I watch them. I talk to them. You know, you can always pick something up or learn something from somebody. And you know, don't be afraid to give it back. You know, so it's, I don't know, it, you know, to me, it's kind of a salvation, you know, almost religion, you know, type of thing.
Right.
But, you know, there's a religious component to it, obviously, because of using it at church or, you know, spiritual or whatever. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's one of those things that crosses boundaries.
Understood. And, it has a Zen aspect to it, so to speak. Yeah. I understand.
So, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've probably noticed that from, you know, where you've, you know, how your musical journey has, has been. You know, like you said a few minutes ago, you know, like, where have you been all my life?
Exactly.
You know, kind of thing.
There's one tune. It's two fingers. Something I made up. Just two finger chords. The thing is, I don't have to think about it. I could just kind of like meditate to it, so to speak, and just ride out on it. And it's in a sense, it's like meditation to me and stuff. Not worried about playing well or nothing. Just having a good time.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I think that if anybody is insightful enough about it, they won't put people down because of it, or you're not good, or you know, I don't want to hear you, or something like that. Again, everybody's got something to contribute, so you just got to kind of keep that in mind. Mm-mm. You know, if there was more people like that, I mean, a lot of the musicians, especially in Albany and in Boston when I was living there, super supportive people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different out here because of the Southwest. I think you're a little more cowboy. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, there's talented people out here too, but they're not quite as, I don't want to say open. I'm not sure how to describe it. It's been, you know, like I said, I've been here 6 years and it's a struggle sometimes, but
Are there venues out there? I mean, of course you're doing some, but are enough venues out there? Because they shut down most of them here in Albany, shut them down. Pauly's no more, Hudson River no more.
There's quite a few, but like I said, there's a lot of resorts. So, because of the weather and certain times of year, although they pretty much shut them all down because of the heat in the summer, June, July, and August, you know, or July, August, September, you know, in that time frame,
right.
You know, most of the days you're talking 110, 115 degrees. So there's not many patios that are open.
Understood.
You know?
Hey, wait a minute. They said, but it's a dry heat. That matters any?
Once it gets above a certain temperature, it's hard to figure out how hot it is.
Right.
Again, I guess it gets super hot. But
Understood.
You know, yeah, the humidity, there's you don't walk outside and you're not immediately drenched.
Wow.
You know, it's it can be comfortable. It can be 90 and it can be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Understood.
So, you know,
unlike the 98 in Florida, where the
yeah.
humidity is so high, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of humidity there.
Yeah, understood. Hey, check this out, Greg. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. Don't go anywhere and stuff. Everybody,
right.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you guys checking out. Don't forget to check out our previous Yambar podcast guests. And also remember that the Yambar podcast is a place where you make it happen. Once again, I'm here with Greg Guba, musician and humorist. I forgot about that. And Greg, I appreciate you guys so much. I appreciate you so much for doing this podcast.
No worries, man. Thanks a lot. And I appreciate you asking me and, you know, and doing it and, you know, keep it on, man. So
we're doing stuff and don't want to take up any more of your time. Really appreciate the time you did spend with us and good luck
okay.
to you, man. And good luck
All
to
right,
your situation
thanks.
Too. All right. Peace, Greg.
All right. Yeah. Take care, man. Thank you.
Take care.